Objekt meseca, Bela Balaš studio. V nocojšnji oddaji Objekt meseca bomo predstavili madžarski filmski studio, poimenovan po slavnem madžarskem filmskem kritiku, to je Bela Balaš studio. Manjšo retrospektivo kratkih filmov Bela Balaš studija smo lahko videli konec aprila v slovenski kinoteki, ko je gostila tudi sedanjega direktorja arhiva studija Bela Balaš, Sebastijana Kodolanila. Studio Bela Balaš, ki je neke vrste unikum v filmski zgodovini, se je formiral konec 50-ih let prejšnjega stoletja kot prostor za mlade filmske ustvarjalce, kjer so lahko svobodno udejanili svoje filmske ideje. Rezultat te svobode so bili edinstveni, avantgardni in eksperimentalni filmi ter tudi zanimivi dokumentarni filmi. Bela Balaš studio je nastal v posebnih političnih razmerah, in sicer v času vlade Janoša Kadarja in madžarskega socializma. O takratni politični situaciji na Madžarskem in ustanovitvi Bela Balaš studija smo se pogovarjali s sedanjim direktorjem arhiva studija Bela Balaš, Sebastijanom Kodolanilom.
The studio Bela Balaš was formed two times. At 1959, it was a kind of club of filmmakers. It was the idea was a little bit similar than the Yugoslavian Kino Club idea. This time, it was just 3 years after the 56th revolution, when the Hungarian nation said no to the Russian occupancy, and a new communist leadership was coming back to Hungary, and this leadership and the Prime Minister Janos Kada had a very heavy situation, because they countered the revolution what was organized with from young peoples, originally from university peoples. And all of the youngsters, the young intelligentsia was still revolutionary minded. So Janos Kadar and the new communist leadership should handle somehow this young generation. It was sure that one more revolution couldn't happen, because the world political situation showed them that this revolution couldn't take its goal, because of the western part of the world were not giving its hand to the revolutionaries. So it was a very dangerous situation for the country, and somehow Janos Kadar decided to give a more calm and more liberal situation for the young intelligentsia. And in this way, they decided to make small workshop situations for all of the arts and other intellectual fields. So in this way, they gave a kind of union for the young artist, for the fine artist, another union for the literatures, and then they described to make a studio for the young filmmakers, and that was the Bela Balaš studio. So it was formed to give possibilities to the young filmmakers in a very safe situation, where they can create their own art, but they doesn't have the pressure to show these films or to distribute these films countrywide.
Does it have to be commercial?
No, the point wasn't the commercial. The point was that if something is produced with the goal to be distributed, then the the produced film must be already censored in the beginning. If the films are producing in a situation where they doesn't have to distribute on the end, then the films doesn't have to be censored from the beginning. So the films could be produced without any control.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of freedom in the studio.
Yes. So in this way, the studio could produce very freely films with a new energy and with uncontrolled ideas. So that's why the studio started with this very fresh waves in the early 60s. Of course, there was a control projection where the cultural leadership was controlling it and saying that it could go to cinema or not. But this fact that the films could start produced in a way that the script, the original idea, is not controlled and censored, in this way, the whole Hungarian modern film art born in this time, because before every film was under a very strong social realistic control from the culture politics. That was the very very special and revolutionary in the born of the Béla Balázs studio.
Slišali smo, da je Béla Balázs studio nastal kot sredstvo, s katerim so oblasti želele pomiriti razjarjene revolucionarne duhove. Leta 1956 je namreč na Madžarskem prišlo do študentske ustaje, ki se je razširila v vsesplošni upor proti takratni partijski vladi in sovjetskemu vplivu. Mladi intelektualci niso pristajali na represivno socialistično realnost, ampak so hlepeli po modernosti in svobodi, ki jo je obljubljal preostali demokratični svet. Madžarska ustaja se je zaključila sovjetsko intervencijo, na kar se je vzpostavilo novo partijsko vodstvo in sledila je doba sovjetskega lojalista Janoša Kadarja. Zanimalo nas je, ali so mladi za kritiko svojega mecena izkoristili prostor, ki jim ga je ponujal Béla Balázs studio.
Were the authors, which work, were they critical towards the regime?
In the 60s, I could say, there was no direct criticism to the regime. If you see the films, they were very open to the society, they were very with the nation, so, and they were not using any frame of this socialist or communist ideology, but they were not criticizing the regime. But that freshness, that they were not using the frame of the communist or socialist ideology, that was enough to make very progressive modern film pieces. And the criticism came on the end of the 60s, when sociology became used and educated in Hungary, because before the end of the 60s, the sociology was a kind of Western. The cultural politics said that the sociology is a method of the Western way of thinking. So it was very late when the sociology became official in Hungary, and it was educated in university. And with this wave, the authors of the Béla Balázs studio were thinking more about strategies, how to use the knowledge of sociology in film. And with this step, the films started to be more, not reactionary, but more critical to the lively socialistic society.
Med tem pa na obljubljenem zahodu. Zibrato,
bonds are when a bargain's galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner of the quality goes in before that name goes on. One-tenth of a dollar, one-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-$4. We got a year-end clearance. We got our white sale and a smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now, and receive as our gift. Our gift to you, they come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills, you tired of kitchen drudgery, everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price, skip the middle man. Don't settle for less, how do we do it, how do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. Why, you hooded advertisers, don't hesitate. Don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up. Step right up. That's right, if a lazy chops, dice and slice, never stops. Lasts a lifetime, mows your lawn. And it mows your lawn and it picks up the kids from school. It gets rid of unwanted facial hair. It gets rid of embarrassing age spots. It delivers a pizza. And it lengthens. And it strengthens. And it finds that slipper that's been at large under the chaise lounge for several weeks. And it plays a mean rhythm master. It makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar. And it's only a dollar. Step right up. It's only a dollar. Step right up. Cause it forges your signature. If not completely satisfied, mail back unused portion of product for complete refund of price of purchase. Step right up. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it. Living it, laughing it, loving it, swimming it, sleeping it, living it, swimming it, laughing it, loving it. Removes embarrassing stains from contour sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party. Change your shorts, change your life. Change your life. Change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy. Get rid of your wife. And it walks your dog. And it doubles on sacks. Doubles on sacks. You can jump back, Jack. See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. And it steals your car. It gets rid of your gambling debts. It quits smoking. It's a friend. It's a companion. It's the only product you will ever need. Follow these easy assembly instructions. It never needs ironing. Well, it takes weights off hips, bust, thighs, chin, midriff, gives you dandruff. And it finds you a job. It is a job. And it strips the phone company free, takes intra-private exchange. And it gives you denture breath. And you know it's a friend. And it's a companion. And it gets rid of your traveler's checks. It's new, it's improved, it's old-fashioned. Well, it takes care of business. Never needs binding, never needs binding, never needs binding. Gets rid of blackheads, heartbreakers, psoriasis. Christ, you don't know the meaning of heartbreak, buddy. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Cause it's effective, it's defective. It creates household odors. It disinfects, it sanitizes for your protection. It gives you an erection, it wins the election. Why put up with painful coins any longer? It's a redeemable coupon, no obligation, no salesman will visit your home. We got a jackpot, jackpot, jackpot. Prizes, prizes, prizes. All work guaranteed. How do we do it? 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 We need your business. We're going out of business. We'll give you the business. Get on the business end of our going out of business sale. Receive our free brochure. Free brochure. Read the easy to follow assembly instructions. Batteries not included. Send before midnight tomorrow. Terms available. Step right up. Step right up. Step right up. You got it, buddy. A large print giveth and a small print taketh away. Step right up. You can step right up. You can step right up. Come on, step right up. Get away from me, can't you? Step right up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, step right up. Come on, step right up. about it.
Namesto družbene kritike so avtori Bela Balaš studija razvili edinstvene filmske izraze. Ne moremo govoriti o enotnem filmskem jeziku studija, saj so tam delovali številni avtori skoraj popolno umetniško svobodo. Po besedah direktorja arhivov Sebastijana Kodolanila je bila za Bela Balaš studio značilna dvojnost resničnosti in poetičnega. V teh filmih je namreč ves čas šlo za prepletanje dokumenta in eksperimenta. S Kodolanilom smo se pogovarjali o morebitnih vzornikih, ki so vplivali na ustvarjanje mladih filmarjev Bela Balaš studija.
So the first film were very much influenced by the Italian neorealism, and then they had an opportunity to see the French Nouvelle Vague films in the beginning of the 60s, and this affected them very much. So there are many of the first short films was are really modernist and emblematic Nouvelle Vague films. How this poetic language was developed, this is a secret, because I don't find any document about it that it was influenced by something. It was really somehow developed by the authors in the studio. So I don't see that there are some backs from other films what they were seeing, and that's why they started to turn to this direction. This is something what they really developed by themselves.
And can you maybe find a case in which they influenced other authors later?
It is very interesting, because the Bela Balaš studio was somehow, we have to say that it was a kind of ghetto. It means that filmmakers were very free in the studio. They could freely make their own art pieces, but only in the studio, not out of the studio, not in other studios. It means the influences of the newly developed film languages, the influences went on to the next generations in the studio. So it was a kind of self-influencing system. And that's why, if you look the films of the Bela Balaš studio from the beginning of the 60s until the end of the 80s, you see that the films are very much communicating with each other. So they have a coherency, and they talk to each other. They take the samples and they develop it to a new one, and this also influenced the next one. So sometimes you can catch these influences in the long feature films of the authors who are coming out from the studio. For example, Zoltán Huszárik, after the Elegy and Capriccio, he became a real filmmaker, and he get the opportunity to make long feature films, and in these films you can feel this influence. And of course he used János Tóth as a photographer, so in this way it went on, but it is a kind of self-influencing, because it doesn't mean that he influenced other filmmakers or abroad filmmakers. It was really a closed circle what was just developing from small generation to the other small generation.
Slišali smo, da se je v studiu Bela Balaš skozi leta oblikovalo več ustvarjalnih skupin, ki so med seboj komunicirale skozi filme. Temelje za razvoj različnih smeri sta postavila kratka filma iz zgodnjih 60-ih let, to sta Elegija, že omenjenega Zoltana Husarika, in Cigani, režiserja Sandorja Sare. Husarikov čut za poetično in nekonvencionalna kamera Janoša Tota, ki jo vidimo v filmu Elegija iz leta 1965, sta navdihnila ustvarjalce, ki jih je družila težnja po eksperimentiranju, tako s kamero kot z vsebino in samo filmsko formo. Na drugi strani je kratki dokumentarni film Cigani, kot zgodnji primer sociografskega filma, definiral skupino, ki se je usmerila k dokumentarnemu filmu. Razdvojeno studija nam je razložil sedanji direktor arhiva studija Bela Balaš.
So if we put it all together, out of the Bela Balaš studio came the films which are sociologically relevant, maybe scientifically relevant, like these documentaries, and also very aesthetic and experimental films. So it has...
It was two lines. It was two parallel lines, and sometimes these two parallel lines was interacting. And in these interactions, the most interesting films are born in this interaction, when it is not really experimental, not really documentary, something in the interference, and something born in the interference of the two parallel lines. And that was the 70s. That 70s was interesting because of this.
And the examples are?
The examples are, became in the third program, Gypsies and the Capriccio from Zoltán Husárik, and Sylvester. This is a film where you couldn't really decide what you are seeing, an experimental film, an aesthetical idea, or a pure documentary. You're always in between. So this is the spirit of the Bela Balázs studio, that you never can decide that you are in reality or in an abstraction.
Pomemben prispevek k raznolikosti produkcije Bela Balázs studija je bila njegova odprtost. Poleg profesionalnih filmskih ustvarjalcev je studio vabil k ustvarjanju mlade intelektualce z področji družboslovja in humanistike in tudi avtorje z drugih področji umetnosti. Tako se je v 70-ih letih oblikovala skupina z imenom Studija, ki je želela dokumentaristiko pripeljati na raven kartografiranja resničnosti. Podlago za to, tako imenovano sociografijo, je predstavljal že omenjeni kratki dokumentarni film Cigani, svoj projekt pa je skupina podkrepila z manifestom sociološke filmske skupine. Na drugi strani se je kot reakcija na disciplinirano prikazovanje resničnosti pojavila skupina K3, ki je po vzoru Elegije, filmom Bela Balázs studija, vrnila eksperimentalno naravo. Skupina K3, v kateri so delovali umetniki z različnih področji, med njimi Tibor Hajas, znan performer in likovni umetnik, je želela kritizirati poskuse objektivnega prikazovanja resničnosti in izpostaviti zanke, ki se pri tem pojavljajo. Sebastian Kodolanil je podrobneje razložil pojav sociološkega filma.
Maybe just to get back to this sociological film making... How did this show and film, this sociological impact, is it really sociological, or maybe say like humanistics or philosophical also?
There were different directions. They said that there was this manifesto, and after 4 years, nothing happened. They just had this manifesto and they couldn't really use it. They just formulated. And then after some years, some young filmmakers was taking in hand this manifesto, not the writers of the manifesto, another younger group. And they started very consequently making documentary films in a very militant frame, that they were really just, they said that they are only interested of the society without any philosophical or ideological background. They just want to show samples how the Hungarian society is living in this time, in the contemporary time, and they were producing many of documentary films, what are really heavily interesting films. And then parallel this filmmaking movement, they started to organize their own distribution system, and they said that they don't want to distribute the films in cinemas, they want to distribute the films in the social frame where they shoot it. So if they are shooting films in schools, then they take back the films to schools. If they shoot films in a factory, the problems of a factory, the daily life of the workers, then they take back the films to the workers directly with projectors and everything. So it was a very interesting movement in the 70s. This sociological documentary filmmaking level and field was another very interesting fact of the studio. Here are these experimental films, the self fashion show and the Partita. These films are somehow reacting on this. They were a little bit critical on this movement, and they wanted to react on this in a bit philosophical way. But these are just reactions on the documentary filmmaking movement. It's sad, but if you make a retrospective on Belabola Studio, it's not easy to compilate these documentary films in it, because they are very long, they are talking very much, so there is a translation problem and a length problem.
Za konec nas je še zanimalo, ali je studio Bela Balaš v svetu deležen pozornosti, ki bi si jo, po našem mnenju, vsekakor zaslužil. Direktor arhivov studija, Sebastian Kodolanil, je povedal svoje mnenje.
Would you say that films and authors which came out of the Bela Balaš studio are world known?
Not really. If you look at it realistically, that these careers are doesn't really grown healthy. That, and this shows that the BBS was really a special ghetto where if you are in, you can make your art freely. But if you step out, you already part of a system what is a very closed circle and very provincial, socialistic system with its smallish ideological ideas. Of course, we can say some authors who are coming from the studio and they are well known abroad or very famous, like from the beginning István Szabó or Béla Tarr was making his first film in the mid 70s in the studio. But most of the very important artists doesn't draw a great career after.
Ljubitelji avantgardnega filma in filmskega eksperimenta bodo filmi in avtori Bela Balaš studija vsaj presenetili, če že ne navdušili. Zato lahko izdamo govorice, da jih bo pri nas kmalu spet mogoče videti na velikem platnu. Brala je Mateja, tehniciral Sreč in pripravila Mirna Berberovič.
I'll never forget you, but should I forget you?
Objekt meseca. Eno nedeljo v mesecu v maniri tigrovega skoka skačemo v preteklost, da bi izprašili zaprašene umetnine, ter na novo izpraševali njihovo nosečnost s prihodnostjo. Objekt meseca. Samo na Radiu Študent.